This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Kia ora koutou. Ko Andy Lautaku Ingoa no Te Whanganui Atara Ahau. He mihi tēnei ki rangitāne te iwi o te rohi nei. A rātou ki a koutou katoa. E koromai kui mahi mihi tēnei ki a koutou. It's just a fantastic morning, and we're so happy to see you all here. My name's Andy Lowe. I'm the Chief Executive here at Te Manawa. I've been here for a few years, and today is a really, really important day for us. It's very, very exciting and heartwarming and a whole lot of other things. We just wanted to really welcome Malgra, the Manawatua Lesbian and Gay Rights Association, here into Te Manawa, into the building and into our philosophies going forward. It's, as you all know, it's International Day of Law Reform in New Zealand, and it's the anniversary that's hugely important for us to do this on. So there's a lot of background to that and a lot of thinking that we've put into this and with Malgra over the years. Malgra has been working with us anyway over the last few years on a number of things, and it's not a new thing. Rachel and Andy have recently helped on the National Museums Conference that was held in Palmerston North, and the theme was inclusivity, but Andy and Rachel were kind of key to that in terms of what museums could be doing in this country but also in other countries. So people came from all around New Zealand to participate in the conference, and Malgra was really, really integral to that. So thank you so much for all your work you've been doing over the last few years. And for this community, as you all know, it's a fairly conservative community, so we have a lot to do in terms of working in that space. The people have done that over the years anyway, so it's not a new thing, but we just wanted to keep working on it, and we've got a lot to do, and we really thank those who've come from Wellington as well today, because it's a huge mission, and we know that some of you have come. Jack, we really acknowledge your recent partner's departure from here, and know about all those sadnesses that people bring with them, so it's important that we recognise those today. And I just really wanted to welcome you. It's fantastic to see you all here. We've got so much to do, hey? And we're not going to stop. We've just done a few little things, but we're not going to stop. So I'm going to hand it over to Rachel, who's the president of Malgra now. Kia ora koutou.
Thanks, Andy. So as Andy said, I'm Rachel Hoskin, and I'm the president of Malgra. And so we've got a bit of work to do. So we have moved to Manawa from Square Edge, where we were just surviving. So Malgra has been in this state of just surviving for a couple of years since we closed Club Q. Closing of Club Q was actually a good thing. So the reason why Club Q existed was to provide a safe space for LGBTQI. If that's not needed, that's a good thing. So we were okay to let that go. We went into Square Edge, and we just started to just survive, obviously paying rent and trying to just see what needed to be done in the community had been quite difficult for us. So moving in here with Andy's offer of being able to come to Te Manawa was a huge blessing for us, because now we're able to concentrate on what needs to happen in our community. And the current committee has looked at a few things. One is we want to be more visible. We want to provide a hardship fund for our community and set that up, and we want to provide more events for our community as well. So that kind of goes hand in hand with the visibility, actually. But those are the things that we want to be concentrating on now. So we're working really, really hard on those things. But we also have our 40th anniversary this year. So Malgra turns 40 as the longest running gay organisation in the country. And we're really, really proud of that. And it has been solely run over that 40 years on volunteers, never a paid person in any position. So that's in itself is saying how strong our community is. So we're really proud of that fact. Club Q ran for many, many years solely on volunteers, and all of our committee members are all volunteers, and our community is now banding together to plan for our 40th anniversary events that will happen in Labour Weekend this year, which the majority of those, if not all of them, will happen at Te Manawa. So we're really looking forward to that. We're just working towards our three goals at the moment of the visibility, events, and the hardship fund. and trying to make sure that we reassess the needs of our community as we go along, because that's the most important thing. So that's what we're working on, that's what we're doing. We have a huge history behind us, and we're going to do some exhibitions over this year, both at Square Edge and Te Manawa, to show that history. And hopefully that will help with our visibility as well. So thanks, Andy. Thanks for allowing us to come into Te Manawa and help to move that organisation forward, because I think that's really important.